Human behaviors. All right, I know you were starting to fade out and thinking, I did not expect there to be this many lessons, but grab a coffee or a beer and listen up. This part is really important. We're going to fall into one of the human behaviors listed below, and others in our group are going to fall into them as well. We need to be able to recognize it, be honest with ourselves and our group, and change our behavior. Familiarity. When we regularly go back to the same zone, we can fall into the familiarity bias. We become comfortable there and our confidence in our ability may spike. We can easily miss signs of instability and only see what we expect to see. Treat each day like you've never been there. Investigate the snowpack and be honest with why you feel good about the current conditions. Acceptance. It can be tricky if we are new to a group or the only one in the group that doesn't feel comfortable doing something. It is so important to speak your mind and that everyone in your group has a chance to voice their opinion. If one person in your group doesn't want to do something, you don't do it. No outvoting them or trying to persuade them. Everyone needs to be comfortable with the plan and objective. Commitment. If we are committed to a goal or identity, the entire world could be avalanching around us and we wouldn't see it. We need to head into the backcountry with very low expectations. I like to go out with the thought that I might just eat lunch and come home, which honestly happens a lot. Plans do not always work out. Conditions are not always what we expect them to be, and that's okay. Keep expectations low and remember our number one goal is to come home every day. Expert halo. All right, let's get real. We've all met this person. They're simply the expert at everything. It is a bit mind-blowing, but can be deadly in the backcountry. We always want to make decisions as a group. Having a leader to facilitate discussions is great, but we certainly do not want to follow or put the weight of our decisions on one person. Even if you are on a guided trip, it is worth asking about their thought process, and this can also be a really great learning opportunity. Tracks. Just because there's tracks on a slope does not make it safe. A couple years ago in Golden, the 13th person triggered a size 3 avalanche. It can seem like it's safer because they made it down without triggering anything, but we never want tracks to weigh in on our decision making. Look at it as if there were no tracks and make a decision from there. The opposite side of this is if there is tracks everywhere and none on one spot of the slope, you may want to investigate. Could it be something you're missing? Social proof. Maybe we feel like we have something to prove. We told our friends we were going to ride this big line, so we better do it. Or maybe we really need to get a good shot today for our social media. This can influence our decision-making pretty quickly out there. Remember, you are only out there for you. Who cares what other people's image of you is? You have nothing to prove. Coming home at the end of the day and feeling like you made the best decision is the real win. Risk tolerance. You need to be honest with yourself and your group when communicating your risk tolerance. Some people have a really high risk tolerance while others is very low. Finding a group with a similar risk tolerance level will make decision-making in the backcountry a much smoother process. Competition. With the ever-growing popularity in the backcountry, competition can consume someone pretty quickly. Maybe you want to get out to the top first, or you are planning on riding a line next week and all of a sudden there's another group headed there tomorrow. The backcountry is no place for competition. Avalanches do not care who you beat to the top. We need to take the time to assess conditions and not allow other people's plans to influence ours. The two books below are great reads on how human behaviors can affect our decision making. Positive human behaviors. All right, so that is a serious list of negative human behaviors. Now let's focus on some positive ones. Communication. Having open, respectful communication with your group in the backcountry is essential. Giving each group member the chance to voice their opinion, check in with each other often, and being honest about any bias you may have. Leadership. Having a leader is a good thing. You can certainly change leaders throughout the day, but having someone to be in charge of initiating group discussions and checking in with one another can lead to a healthy group dynamic. The leader is not making all the decisions and always at the front of the group. They're simply in charge of checking in and facilitating conversations. Patience. Oh my, the backcountry sure can teach us patience. I've waited 3 years to be able to snowboard certain lines. Sometimes the conditions simply do not line up, or we have a deep, persistent weak layer that's going to be problematic all season long. Discipline. Following patience is discipline. We need to be honest about conditions and not sugarcoat it to make it the way we wish it was out there. Don't push it or walk a fine line, because the consequence can be huge when we make a mistake in the backcountry.